We've been learning that we are very worried about the Gentiles, and therefore we're worried to use a Gentile doctor because he might take advantage and make the sick person die. Gemara related a story about Rabbi Elazar, the son of Dama, who was the nephew of Reb Yishmael, that he had been bitten by a snake, and similar halacha, his uncle insisted that he not be healed by the min, by the doctor who was a heretic, because the doctor who was a heretic would unfortunately destroy his soul. And he, in fact, died without getting healed. So now there are two lines from the bottom. Rabbi Bar Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bar Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Kol makos shemachal l'neles haShabbos. Any wound that's so severe that we wouldn't violate Shabbos to try to heal that wound. A wound that's so severe that we would violate Shabbos to heal the wound. In other words, it's a danger of life wound. Then in Misrap Mehen, you can't have a non-Jew heal you from such a wound. Because if it's a danger of life wound, then the Romans might take advantage to push a person over the edge. Yikad Amri, others said, Amr Rabbi Bar Chanan, Rabbi Bar Chanan said, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Maka Shel Chalal, in Misrap Mehen. Any internal wound, we cannot be healed by the Roman doctors, because the internal wounds... Those are the wounds that are a danger to life, and a danger to life, we're worried that they will take advantage, and unfortunately they will kill their patient. So therefore you can't go to them for an internal wound.
That probably forced a lot of Jews to become doctors.
Maybe. Maybe. Should we be calling Chaim, by any chance?
No.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, so, says the Gemara, Mai Beinayu, what's the difference between these two versions of Rabbi Yochanan's statement? Whether it's any wound that's a danger to life or any wound that's internal. So the Gemara answers, Zika Beinayu, the difference would be Gava Yad V'Gava Regel. Back of the hand or the back of the foot. So Amar Rav Ada Bar Masta Marav, because Rav Ada Bar Masta said him of Rav, Gava Yad V'Gava Regel, the back of the hand or the back of the foot. Harehin Kemaka Shel Chalal, they are like an internal wound. U'machalal Neinus HaShabbos, and we would desecrate Shabbos to heal from such a wound. So according to the first version, you can't go to a Gentile Roman doctor for the back of the hand and the back of the foot because you're Mechal Shabbos for it. But according to the second version, so it's still not internal. So therefore you could go to a Gentile doctor for it because since it's not internal, it's external. Everybody sees. So since they all see, we could watch what the Gentile doctor is doing and make sure that he's not causing more harm with his quote-unquote medical care. Okay. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia. Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia said, Amar Rav, the name of Rav, Kol Maka Shetzricha Omeid. Any wound that's so bad that we have to make an assessment, will this person survive or die from it? Then Mechal and Aleas HaShabbos. That's bad enough that we would desecrate Shabbos to heal it. Am Rav Shammai Bar Abba, Am Rav Yochanan. So now we're going to learn about all sorts of issues that we would desecrate Shabbos for. So Rav Shammai Bar Abba said to Rav Yochanan, V'hai Ishata Smirta, a burning fever, is Kemaka Shel Chalal Dami, that is as bad as an internal wound, u'machal n'aleas haShabbos. And we would desecrate Shabbos if somebody was suffering from burning fever. His life is in danger. Me'heichad maka shel chalal. From where is an internal wound? What's the definition of internal wound? So Pirish Reb Ami explained, min asafa v'lefnim, from the from the lips and inwards. From the lips and inwards, that's already considered an internal wound. So, boy, Rebbe Lazar asked the following question. Kavi vishini mai. What about teeth and gums? If there is some type of an affliction to the teeth and the gums, is that considered an internal wound, and therefore you can desecrate Shabbos to heal it? Or is it not an internal wound? So what are the two points of view? Since these are items that are in the tougher parts of the body, right? They're in the harder parts of the body. The teeth, the gums are strong. It's not like the windpipe, the food pipe. So therefore, maybe they are considered external, and you wouldn't violate Shabbos. Odomo, maybe keeping the gavoy coming, maybe that since they are inside, kamaka shel chalal zamin, they're considered an internal wound, and you could violate Shabbos for it. So Amar Abaya, Abaya said, coming to your proof from a Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos. We learned in Masechta Shabbos, hachoshish b'shinav, if a person is bothered by his teeth, lo yigma b'henes hachometz, he can't rinse out his mouth with vinegar. In Masechta Shabbos, there's a very important law. Within the malach of tochein, within the prohibition that we're not allowed to grind and chop up into small little pieces, the rabbis made a prohibition that a person is not allowed to take medicines. Not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos, because if I take medicine on Shabbos, it might lead me to grind up herbs. So the Gemara explains that this prohibition against refuah, against medicinal acts, that only applies to what's called as mechush ba'alma. I guess some type of an annoyance, some type of something bothering him, but not really a real illness. If somebody is deathly ill, then of course you can violate Shabbos for that. You certainly can take medicine for that. And even if he's not deathly ill, chol hashein bo sakana, but he's very sick. So what's very sick? Two definitions. Nafalu mishkav, if he can't get out of bed, or his entire body is sick, then he can take medicine. So, but if he's fine, he's walking around, he's energetic, but he has this thing bothering him, so then he's not allowed to take medicine for it. So the Mishnah in Shabbos says an example of this is somebody who's bothered by his teeth. He can walk around, he's fine, he's just bothered by his teeth. So he's not allowed on Shabbos to slosh around vinegar in his mouth to make his teeth feel better, because that's clearly a medicinal act, so it's included in the prohibition of no medicines on Shabbos. So what do we see here? Choshe shudulo. If it's just like bothering him, he can't. Hakayev leituva. But it sounds like if it's a major source of pain for him, shapir zami, and he is allowed to put in the vinegar. So you see that pain to teeth is something we would violate Shabbos for. So the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe even a lot of pain is still just called being bothered. Maybe you wouldn't be allowed to put on the vinegar even with a lot of pain. So again, we're trying to figure out whether illnesses of the teeth and gums are considered internal illnesses so that we would violate Shabbos for them, and also we would not go to a Roman doctor about them.
Rabbi, is there something particular about the vinegar? I mean, what if you want to scotch?
It would be very different, because scotch is not clearly a medicinal act. Some people enjoy scotch. So if it's not an act that looks like a medicinal act, it's very different, and it would be permitted. So Tashma, come in here, a proof. Reb Yochanan Chash B'Tzfadina. He was suffering from this illness, Tzfadina, which apparently affects the gums and teeth. So he went to this female doctor. Azal Gabidai Himachunisa. He went to this Gentile Roman noblewoman. And Avda Chamsho Mali Shapsa. So she made a potion for him for Thursday. Then again, he came back on Friday, made another potion for him for Friday. So on Friday, he said to her, Amr Leh, Lamachar Mai, what am I going to do tomorrow? Tomorrow's Shabbos, I can't come. Amr Leh, she said to him, Lo Tzrichet, by then you'll be healed, you're not going to need the potion. So he said back, Yitzrichna Mai, but what happens if my teeth and gums are still bothering me, if the Tzvadina is not healed? Tzavdina is not healed, what are we going to do? So Amr, so she said, listen, Ishtabali Dlo Maglis, swear to me that you won't reveal this secret. So he said, I swear to the God of Israel, I won't reveal. So Galilei, so she revealed to him the recipe. Lamacha, the next day on Shabbos, Nafak Darsha Bepirka. When he gave his drasha and shul to the hundreds of people, he told them the recipe.
I'm sorry, Rabbi, back to this vinegar business. What about Listerine? I mean, that must be the same kind of
thing. Yeah, that's what my question was right now.
So maybe not.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's a medicinal thing. You can't do it, right?
But to rinse the mouth, or just because if I have a wound and I want to use it to take care of the wound?
So if it's a medicinal act, then not. If it's not a medicinal act, it would be allowed, right?
But if the guy's in pain, he's not allowed to take a pain killer or pain...
Depends how bad the pain is. Depends how bad the pain is. If the pain is so bad that it's really, you know, he can't get out of bed, then yes. But if it's just an annoyance, he shouldn't. So Gemara first jumps on this story. How did Rabbi Yochanan go tell everybody this recipe? But he sworn to her, to the God of Israel, I won't reveal it. But he swore to her. Answer the Gemara. What he did was, his words were, to the God of Israel, I won't reveal. So he swore, I won't reveal to the God of Israel, I will amid Yisrael Maglina, but to the people of Israel I will reveal. I won't tell God this recipe, but I'll tell the people the recipe. So he said, yeah, maybe that's what the words mean, but that's not what she thought. Ha'ikachil Hashem, it's a desecration of God's name. So Gemara says, no, the Galilei Meikara. He told her right away. In other words, he swore, she misunderstood what he meant, she told him the remedy, and then he said, okay, I'm going to now tell everybody because my oath didn't mean what you thought it meant. So, okay. I guess so, that's right. So now, going back to the issue. But it's a tooth issue. And you see Rabbi Yochanan's taking their medication on Shabbos. Alma kamaka shel chalal dami. So you see the tooth issues are all like internal wounds. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, Shani tzafdina. Tzafdina is different. It starts in the mouth, but then it spreads to the intestines. So that's why it's considered already an internal illness. And that's why the story of Rabbi Yochanan is not a proof, because Rabbi Yochanan's tooth condition was something that was going to get to an internal condition. Our question is, what regular tooth condition, is that considered internal or not? Says the Gemara, "My simaneha. What does tzafdina look like?" So Gemara explains, "Rami midi bekavi. If you place an item between your teeth, umaisi dami mi beidari, and that brings blood to flow from the rows of the teeth. That's tzafdina. So gum disease. Mimai havi. What does it come from?" So the Gemara says, Mikriri kiriri dechiti. It comes from eating very, very cold wheat products. Ume chamimi chamimi desari. And eating very, very hot barley foods. And it comes from umishiure kasa daharsana, the leftovers of fried fish. My Avdala, what was her great potion that Rabbi Yochanan revealed to all of us? Amre vachabre de Rava. It was the following. It was mesor. It was water that had leaven steeped in it. The shemen with olive oil, umelach, and salt. Amar Baravashi said it was mishcha da'avza, begadfa da'avza. She smeared goose fat over his gums with a goose feather. Amar Abaya said, Ana avdi kulu, I did all these medicines, I guess, water with leaven and olive oil and salt and goose fat and a goose feather. Velo itzi, and I was not healed. Ata amali ahutai, until this Arab told me, I see kashyasa de zeta, take olive seeds, delomalu tilsa, that are not a third ripe, the kalanu, and burn them. And then I'm the kalanhu amara. Burn them in a fire on the top of a new hoe. Mara chadata, new hoe. Vidavik bay didari. And then stick them along the row of the gums. Avdihachi, when I did this, v'itzi, then I was healed from the tzavdina. So now the Gemara goes back to this story. Reb Yochanan hechi avidachi. Now had Reb Yochanan go to this Roman noblewoman. V'amar Rabba bar Barchana, amar Reb Yochanan. We said at the beginning of today's learning, Reb Yochanan, in a lesson in the name of Reb Yochanan, kol makos shemachalin aleihas haShabbos, emes shapim mehen. That any wound that's a danger to life, that you could violate Shabbos to heal, you can't go to the Roman doctors because they might take advantage to end a person's life with it. The Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yochanan's different. Adam Chashav Shani, he was very prominent. Since he was very prominent, no one, heaven forbid, would try to end the life of Rabbi Yochanan because that would be found out. So his prominence protected him. Asks the Gemara, Rabbavo was a very prominent person. And Yaakov the heretic put a salve on his leg. But if not for Rabbami and Ravasi who licked it off, his leg would have had to be amputated. Apparently Yaakov Mina tried to kill Rabbavo, even though he was a very prominent person. So my answer is Reb Yochanan Rofe Mumcha Havu. Reb Yochanan himself was an expert doctor. The woman who was healing Reb Yochanan, she was an expert doctor. And since she was an expert doctor, she would not risk her reputation to harm him. As we saw yesterday, that maybe even according to Rabbi Meir, expert doctors of non-Jews you could go to because they have their professional reputation that they don't want to risk. So the question is a second, but Rabbavo Nami Rofe Mumchaver. Rabbavo's doctor, Yaakov Mina, was also an expert. Yeah, but Shani Rabbavo was different. Demukmu Beimini Ben Avshayu Tamos Nafshi Mos Implishtim. The heretics hated Rabbavo a great deal. So Yaakov Mina, he would have been willing to have lost his reputation and messed himself up to kill Rabbavo, just to get rid of Rabbavo. Like Shimshon said, let me die with the Philistines. To bring them down, I'm willing to die too. So that's why Rabbavo was in danger there. All right, other afflictions and remedies. Amar Shmuel said, Haip da asa, the gash caused by a sword. Sakantahi, it's a danger to life. Umachal and aleasa Shabbos, you can risk Shabbos, you can violate Shabbos to heal it. Maya suta, what is the remedy? Lemifsak dami, to stop the blood. Tachli bechala, eat cress soaked in vinegar. La suke garda, to cause the flesh to grow over the gash. Diavla, the girda da asna. Make a salve of yavla scrapings and thornbush scrapings. Oh, nikrima kilkilta, or a salve made from the worms of the trash. Amar of Safra said, Hai invita, these grape-like boils. Parvanka de malacha de musihi. It's the runners. It's the people bringing the messages of the angel of death. In other words, it's a sign of death. So the Gemara says, so grape-like boils, what do you do to get rid of it? Maya suta, what's the healing? So the Gemara says, tigna, it's a tigna plant, bedufsha, soaked in honey. O karpisa, or parsley, betilaya, soaked in wine. Adahachi vahachi, and while in the meantime, while the plants are soaking, lesi invita basmina, bring a grape of the same size. Vinignador ilui, and rub it on the boil. Chiyurta lechiyurta, a white grape for a white boil. Vuchmati luchmati, and a black grape for a black boil. Amarava Rava said, Hai simta, an abscess. Parvanka de eshta. It is the forerunner of a bad fever. Maya Sutta, how do you heal it? What's the remedy? So the Gemara says, Limchaye shitin it kutali. He should snap the boil 60 times with his fingers. Vilikari sheti v'erev. And then tear the boil vertically and horizontally. Vahani mili d'lochiyu reshe. And this is true if the top of the abscess, the head of the abscess, hasn't turned white. Avochiyu reshe, but if the top has turned white, leslan ba, then we have no problem. In other words, it's already healing and it's not a danger. Rav Yaakov chash bepika. Rav Yaakov was suffering from hemorrhoids, according to Amud Beis. Ori le Rav Ami, Rav Ami told him, Ami le Rav Asi, some say it was Rav Asi told him, Ori le Ami le Rav Asi, or le, some say it was Rav Asi who told him, Lesi shev beini ala tulna, bring 7 seeds of ice plant that are red like a worm. Vitzayer le b'chalala de beit savara, and bind them in the collar of a shirt. V'likruchu liyei nura, and then he should wrap a strip of hair around it. Baraka v'tamish le b'natfa chiyura, and dip this bundle in white nafta, and he should burn it. And v'likruchale nura, baraka v'tamish le b'natfa chiyura, v'likle, he should burn it. Ubadale luve, and then spread it over it. Adahachi vahachi. And in the meantime, what should he do? Lesi kshita da asna. He should bring a kernel of bramble. It's a type of fruit. And linach pick up, place its crevice. Lahadi pick against his own crevice. In other words, by the anus. And that will be a short-term remedy for the hemorrhoids. But Hani Mili, this is only true pika to the upper crevice, which is located at the outer edge and can be treated with this bramble fruit. Hani Mili pika ila. However, pika tatai, what should one do if, you know, in the lower crevice, namely deeper within the rectum, he's suffering from hemorrhoids, mice, what should he do? So lesi tarba detzfirta, he should bring the fat of a goat. The lo iftach, that has not yet opened, in other words, it hasn't yet given birth. The lifshev elish debay, he should melt it and put it into that irritated area. Gilo, and if you can't do that, lesi tlas tarfa kara, he should bring 3 pumpkin leaves. Demiyavsha betula, that were dried in the shade. The likle, he should burn them. The livdri leve, and spread the ashes on the irritated area. Vilon, if he can't do this, lesi mishakte chalzoni, he should bring snail shells instead. And vilon, if that's not okay, maisi mashach kira, he should bring oil mixed with wax. Vilinkot bishakte dekitna, and smear it upon worn flax clothing, bekaita in the summer, utamar gufna besitava, or worn cotton clothing in the winter, and put it in this irritated area. Another ailment. Reb Avohu chash b'udne. Reb Avohu had pain in his ear. Orle Reb Yochanan instructed him, Amila, some say that it was Beis Midrash, that it was the rabbis in the Beis Midrash. So they taught him how to heal it. My Orile, what did they tell him to do? So kihad amar Abaye Amrile. They told him to do things similar to what Abaye had said. Ki adam rabbi, like what Abaye said. Amar li aim, Abaye was raised by he was an orphan, so he was raised by this kind-hearted woman. So he said, this woman who raised me, she told me that lo ivri kulaita elu idni, that the kidney was created for the ear, that what's good for the kidney is good for the ear. Amar Rava, Rava said, Amar li minyumi asya, minyuma the doctor told me, Kulu shakyana kashul udna. All liquids are bad for the ear. Levarmi mayad kulaisa, except for the fluid of the kidneys. So therefore, laisi kulaisa de barcha karcha, he should bring a kidney of a bald goat, flikari shesi ve'eriv, and then slash it horizontally and vertically, v'leinach amulala denura, and place it upon dimming coals. And then, Vahanu Maya did after me nayu, these fluids that come out of them, Mishdinu bu'udne, you should put into the ear, lo kriv lo chamimin, when they're not cold nor hot, elopshuri, but when they're at room temperature, tepid. V'ilo, and if this is not possible, leisi tarba tuchipushta gmalnita, bring the fat of a large beetle, the lifshur, he should melt it, the lishdibe, and put that into the ear. The load, if that's not possible, in layla udne mishcha, fill the ear with oil. The liavit shev silta das pasta, and make 7 wicks made out of alfalfa. The lacy shufsa, the tuma, and bring dried garlic ends. The lace of barka bachadresha, the litli buhu, and tie the ends to the wicks with a strip of hair at one end, and set the wicks aflame. V'lisli buhunura, v'idach reisha, and at the other end of each wick in the ear, and he should place the other end of each wick in his ear one at a time. V'idach reisha mosu buudna, v'lesev udne lahade nura, and place his ear opposite this flame. V'yizdaya mizika. Now, he should be careful of drafts, of winds, because that could harm the ear. And the Gemara says, v'nishkol chada v'nena chada. He should take one wick and remove one wick. In other words, replace each wick as it's consumed until all 7 are consumed. Lishnachmina, another version. V'ilo, and if not, leisi shev silta biyakra, v'shayef la mishcha das pasta, v'nesi chad reisha benura v'chad reisha b'udne, v'nishkol chad v'nana chad v'yizdar mizika. He should bring 7 wicks of wax and smear them with alfalfa oil, place one end of each wick in the flame and one end in the ear, and take one wick and remove one wick, and again, be cautious of drafts. V'lo, and if that's not possible, Lesi udna dinara dinada de lo mashkif and nanach bay, vilitlaya le udna lahadi nuro mizdar mizika. He should bring fiber that was dried and not combed, put it in his ear, and bring his ear opposite the flame. And again, be careful of the drafts. The e lo, and if that's not possible, lesi gufta de kanya tika, he should bring the tube of an aged reed that is bar meyashdin, it's 100 years old. And it's been detached from the ground for 100 years. In other words, it's a reed that's been detached from the ground for 100 years. He should salt it with rock salt. And then after he salts it, he should burn it, and then stick it in the ear. The Gemara again says, v'simanach, a way to remember it is retiva liabeshta, moist cures are for the dry afflictions, the abestula retiva, and dry cures are for the moist afflictions. Rabbi Bar Zutra said, Malin oznayim b'shabbos. You may raise ears to their correct location on Shabbos. If you have a dislocated jaw, you can put it back in place on Shabbos, and that's not considered a prohibited medicinal act. Tanur Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda taught, Yad, you do that by hand, avalo basam, but not by a medicine. Ikadami, some say the opposite, basam, you can use a medicine, avalo biyad, but not by hand. My time, or why not by hand? Mizraf Zarif, because you might injure the ear, and that would be a violation of Chovel, of making it a bleed, whereas by a medicine, what's the worst? You're just possibly violating the rabbinic prohibition of medicines on Shabbos. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav. Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia said the name of Rav. Ayin Shamarda, an eye that's popping out of its socket. Mutar L'kochla B'Shabbos, you can apply the blue eye shadow to it on Shabbos. Savram, you know, they thought from him, Hani Mili, Hu D'Shachki Samanim E'esmol. That's if he's grinded up the eye shadow, the ingredients yesterday, on Friday. But to grind it on Shabbos, or to carry it through a public domain on Shabbos, lo, that he couldn't do. Amluhum Rabban, because it's not a danger to life. Amluhum Rabban Rabbi Yaakov Shmei. So there was a rabbi, his name was Rabbi Yaakov. He said, no. I heard it from Rabbi Yehuda. Even to grind it on Shabbos and bring it through the public domain is in fact allowed because it is a danger to life. Rabbi Yehuda would allow someone to put blue eye shadow to his eye on Shabbos. Amaluhu Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. So Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said, "Man, seriously, Yehuda, anyone who's listening to Yehuda, Machil Shabbi, he's desecrating Shabbos." So then he himself, who was saying that it's not such a danger, he himself had this problem. He, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, had this problem in his eyes. Shalach Leis, he asked Rav Yehuda, Shariyo Aser, is it allowed or not allowed? So Shalach Leis, Rav Yehuda said to him, L'kuli Yama Shari, to everybody else it's allowed. But L'didach Aser, to you it's not allowed, because you're the one who says that it's not a danger to life. So Shavya Anavshe Chaticha Di Yisura, so according to you, it's not allowed on Shabbos. So, and then Rav Yehuda said, you think it was my own ruling? It was the ruling of Mar Shmuel. What was the story? There was a woman, a maid in Mar Shmuel's house whose eye became infected on Shabbos. Tzavcha, she was screaming in pain, but Veleka, the Ashgachba, no one was taking care of her. Pakahena, then her eye popped out. And Lemachar, the next day, Nafak Marshmuel Vidarash, Marshmuel went out and he taught, Ayin Shamarda, if the eye pops out, Mutu Lekochel B'Shabbos, you can put the blue eyeliner on Shabbos. My time, why? To Shirina Da'ina Bu'uvna Deliba Talia. The tendons of the eye are dependent on the valves of the heart. If there's a problem with the eye, that would be a problem with the heart, and therefore it is a question of life and death that you can violate Shabbos for. Okay, we'll stop here. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashi Omer, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael, Lefik HaChir B'lem Toro Mitzvah, Shenem Rad Nech HaFetz L'man Tzidko, Yagdil Torav Yadir. Amen.